Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles, gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
Stand by for an urgent bulletin.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I can't wait till you get to this stage of your life where I am, and you are able to really examine things.
It's going to be legend. Wait for it. And I hope you're not lactose intolerant, because the second half of that word is dairy. Legendary.
And Jason Duda. For today, anyway.
Hey, enjoy it while you can. I've seen how this turns out.
Yeah? Tell me about it, girl.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
I heartily endorse this event or product.
Welcome back. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show. KFH Radio, Bob Lutz, Jason Duda in today for Jeff. We just completed what I think was a superlative hour number one.
It was pretty epic.
And now we have to try to top it. Let's get into a little college basketball.
What?
The preseason AP poll came out today.
What'd you find out?
Well, the Big 12 is going to be incredible. You got Kansas
is.
At one, Houston at four, Iowa State at five, Baylor at eight, Arizona at 10. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it is.
And then a little farther down, you've got Cincinnati. So you got that many teams that are ranked in the preseason. I'm a little surprised not to see Kansas State on there, but we'll see. We'll see what they can pull off. But KU number one, Alabama number two, UConn three, then Houston, Iowa State, Gonzaga, Duke, Baylor, North Carolina, and Arizona. Now, I know you're not the biggest college basketball fan, but I love college basketball in November because of all the tournaments and
right.
and interesting matchups. And I obviously like college basketball. I like it when they get into the conference season. But we're starting that. Man, that baby's right around the corner.
Doesn't that seem like everything's speeding up? Like, there doesn't, it always, it feels like we just finished football and we're all of a sudden last year and we're 6 weeks into the next year. Just feels like we just finished basketball and all of a sudden basketball is going to be starting up again. It's crazy.
What's happened is television has taken over the sports world. So to get programming, and this has been happening for quite some time, but to cover programming, you see Thursday night college games. They play all the time. You got college basketball playing all over the place. Didn't used to start until December back in the day. Now it's early November, and you got to get all these tournaments in. They're all made for television,
right?
And that's what helps fund college athletics. And let me tell you something. They're going to need the funding with all the players they got to pay now and all the additional expenses. It's like we talked with Gary Guzman about. It's crazy, but we sit here in our living rooms or our offices and we watch it.
Well, that's true. I can't argue with that. I'd like to argue with that, but it's true.
Because we're sports fans, and as long as we're sports fans, we're going to watch sports. We'll be able to put aside all the things we may not necessarily love about it and enjoy the game for the time it's on.
And then complain about it
after. And then when we sit here in our doing our radio show and there's no game on, then we tend to complain. But boy, the game comes on and we're not, I gotta watch this game.
Why is that? Why?
Because we like the games.
That's the beauty of everything, isn't it?
Because
you can be a sports person, so that's what you're into. You could be something else, and you're into whatever it is.
Well, I've been a sports guy my entire.
Well, so have I.
So I mean, you now. But I don't
like when it makes sense. When you say something that makes sense, and then I think about it, and I'm like, yeah. You're right.
You've certainly had practice hearing me make sense.
I know.
I mean, we're just hooked on it. Now, I will say this. As I've gotten older and I spent my career covering sports, writing about sports, being immersed in sports, it's probably not quite at that level now. Like the other night, K-State, Colorado. I couldn't watch it for very long because I was tired. I had a long day Saturday. The game started at 9:15. I felt terrible. There was a day when, not that long ago, when 9:15 was nothing.
No, you weren't even ready to go out yet at 9:15. You couldn't go. You couldn't go to the bar at 9:15. People be like, "What are you doing there so early?"
Right.
Now I want to be in bed and sleeping by almost 9:15
on a Saturday night. It's pathetic.
It's disgusting.
But it was. It's real.
It is. I know it is.
So I didn't see all that game.
Yeah, I didn't make it.
And that was a must-see game. I mean, that's, I don't know, man.
I turned it on and fell asleep like 5 minutes after I turned it on at about 10 o'clock.
Last night, the NFL game didn't do much for me. The baseball game got out of hand, although it was fun watching Flaherty, I guess. We watched an episode of Law & Order.
I don't blame you. Because I was doing the same thing. I was watching the football game and the baseball game. And I got on my iPad as the games were on because neither one grabbed me. Makes sense?
Yeah. There's things I want to watch on streaming channels. I want to watch The Penguin. I've heard nothing but good things about that.
The Penguin? What's The Penguin?
It's a Batman thing. You know, The Penguin.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Okay. I'm following
Will
you.
Will Ferrell. Not Will Ferrell.
No.
What's that guy?
Oh, here we go again. Oh, jeez. Just wait. Give me 4 minutes and I'll find it.
It's just pathetic.
It is.
How you can't remember anything.
Is that old age? Is that what it is?
What is that guy's name?
I don't know.
I get him confused with Robert Downey Jr. all the time. And this guy's an incredible actor. Come on, man.
I'm trying.
Oh, for crying out loud. Am I going to have to?
Oh, that's not it. I got the wrong one. Man.
Good grief, man.
Who's the?
This is just awful.
It's terrible. Just me. I'm almost there. No, I'm not.
I'll get it right here.
Well, you're.
Colin Farrell.
That's it.
Will Farrell is not the. I should have.
It's close.
Colin Farrell.
It's close. You were close.
Who, I hear he's just great. In this. And I'm looking forward to watching it.
What's that streaming on?
I think Netflix.
Is it on Netflix?
Or Max. No, it's Max.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't get Max. Can't watch it.
Uh-oh. I get them all. My monthly bill is about $3,000.
Yeah.
It's crazy. What am I doing?
We've just had to say, look, we're only going to keep these and we're not adding. Because once you add one, then you're going to add another one. Then you're going to add another one.
What one can you get rid of, though?
I don't know.
You always talk to yourself. I can get rid of Paramount. Wait a minute. They got good shows on there.
Well, we were talking the other day, and we're like, well, we'll get rid of Apple. So we got rid of Apple, and then we went to watch a show, and we're like, oh, man, that one's on Apple.
See?
So it's like, well, whatever. We'll get it later, and then when it's, oh, the whole seasons are out, we'll watch. That's our theory.
Well, I wish you luck with that.
This streaming stuff's driving me nuts.
But then we're hooked on sports, so we don't get to streaming that much.
Yeah,
at least
but
I don't. I should.
Yeah, but not really. I get it.
Well, I got them all.
Well, yeah, but you do have them all. You do pay about $3,000 in cable then.
I don't know what I'm doing. I think it'd be called irresponsible. Fortunately, my wife doesn't really... She's not paying that much attention to what we spend on streaming stuff, so I kind of get away with it.
Yeah. Well, this is good. And right now you're doing a kitchen remodel, so it really doesn't matter.
No.
I mean, you got lots of time. Until you got to have that conversation.
Oh, my goodness.
Nuts.
It's all money's nuts. Just flying out of my house.
It's just crazy. Man, to be retired and just...
I said this
light your cigarettes with $100 bills must be
you know, a lot of people, when they have a little extra money, and I saved money throughout my career. I'm not going to apologize for that.
Well, you shouldn't.
I didn't save a ton.
No, but you still shouldn't.
But when you have a little money, when you get to be this age, some people use it to travel. Fine. I think that's a great thing. We just don't do a lot of that.
Understandable.
We're at home a lot, so why not make our home as comfortable as we can, right?
It only makes sense.
Thank you. I'm making a lot of sense to you right now.
Yeah, today is a really odd day because I'm literally reading your mail and I'm understanding everything.
You're reading my mail?
Oh, shouldn't have said that, I guess.
That's what Jeff does, remember?
Yeah, well, he showed me how to get it and where it's all at and how to... Never mind. We'll get into that later.
Yeah, good for you guys. How was the show Friday with you and Jeff? How was my friend Joe Auer? I booked him and then felt bad that I couldn't...
Well, he mentioned that when he got on.
Yeah, I felt bad. I love Joe. And I had some pertinent questions to ask him, but we'll get him on again.
No, we had a great interview. Joe's great to talk to. We talked about the shot clock. We talked about adding the games.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask him about.
We talked about a bunch of stuff.
But then, you know, adding the games, I'm curious, when they add games like this, when they inflate things, do coaches get paid more?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Maybe. So, I don't know.
That's the kind of stuff that interests me. Yeah, coaches want more time with their kids. They want to be in the summer. Do you get paid more?
I don't know. I can't answer that question. I don't know the answer.
I'd like to know that.
Well, next time you get Joe on, you ask him that. He's making a whole bunch more money now.
He'd
love to discuss that with you over the air.
Yeah, he might.
I don't know. My interest, when it comes to the high school game, which I go to some games now, obviously with Maze, and I know some kids, I'm curious to see how the shot clock is going to pan out. I think I'm going to like it more.
I don't like holding the ball, and I don't like being able to, you know, milk a lead. And that's not basketball in 2024. Basketball's changed. It's time for high school to change with the times. Because the way you play basketball, and it's been this way for many years now, you play with a shot clock. Part of your offensive structure is to be able to figure out a way to get a good shot in an allotted amount of time, instead of, we didn't get that. The offense didn't work. Let's set up again and try it again.
Yes.
Nope. You got to get a shot off.
No, and that's one of the
35 seconds, I think, is what the shot clock's going to be. That's still too long.
Yeah, but it's better than
than the alternative.
But what I don't like about it, and I think I asked Joe, I'm like, why are they going to do it during the regular season, and then you're going to have to re-coach these kids
ridiculous.
In the playoffs? Like, just run it through the year.
Utterly
ridiculous.
If you
don't like it, then take it out.
What was his answer?
Well, it was basically, he's like, and I'm going to paraphrase, and if I get a little bit wrong, Joe, I apologize, but I think what he was getting at was it just doesn't make much sense that we're going to coach for the season, then going to have to
doesn't make any sense.
We're going to have to re-coach these kids for the playoffs because it's going to be a different style. And that's not fair to the coaches, kids, or anybody.
Of course it's not.
So why would they do? Why would Keisha decide, okay, we'll do it in the regular season, but in the playoffs,
I don't know. We'll have to get Keisha on to ask him.
Like, just keep it through the year, and if it doesn't work, then scrap it the next year. That's the one thing I don't like about.
I don't like that.
But like Joe said, any progress is good progress.
I don't like it.
Well, I agree. And we can say we don't like it because we don't really have to deal with it.
All right, let me put out a personal plea for League 42. We're in need of coaches, as we are every year. This isn't unusual when you have this many teams and this many kids, finding folks who will volunteer their time to come out and coach them, mentor them, help them, be their buddy, whatever it is, we have needs. If you are interested in helping us in League 42, please reach out to me at league42wichita@gmail.com. I'll give you all the details and tell you how this works. Saturday during registration, and we signed up 196 kids in 4 hours Saturday. I had three or four parents volunteer to be a head t-ball coach.
Perfect.
How about that?
That's good.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, it is.
So thank you to those folks. So, coaches, always in need, reach out to me. We'll make it happen. We'll take a break here on the Bob and Jeff Show. Jeff on his way back from Denver. We expect him to be back on the show tomorrow before he flies out to Las Vegas.
Jeez, what a life.
Up later in the week.
What a life that kid has.
Dude will be back here with me on Thursday. So that's kind of the setup for the week. We'll be back.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
Dodgers-Mets underway in L.A., game two of the National League Championship Series. And the Mets have gone out to an early 1-0 lead with a run on the top of the first. So congratulations to the New York Mets, who lead, and finally, somebody scored against the Dodgers.
Here it goes. Here it goes right now. It's over. Dodgers.
You think they'll implode now?
Yep. They're not gonna. It's gonna be ugly. It'll be ugly. Ugly. That's how I see this going from here on out.
Well, I don't know
and
about
I'm pretty smart.
Hmm.
Yeah. It's okay. You can say it. I know it hurts for you
to say
it.
There's moments when you make sense. And by the way, thanks to whomever texted me the name of Colin Farrell. I appreciate that. Sometimes an old guy needs a little assistance.
Well, that's true.
And I don't take exception to that.
You shouldn't.
There was a time when I would have lambasted this person.
That's also true.
For trying to help me.
Heaven forbid someone should lend a helping hand to Mr. Bob.
Because I got it covered. Leadoff home run, by the way, for Francisco Lindor.
See, it ended that quick.
There you go.
That quick. I told you.
Love watching postseason baseball. Absolutely love it. Although last night's game wasn't scintillating, but when it is, no, nothing better. Because you're hanging on every pitch. It's just fun.
So is that the plan? You're watching the Cleveland game tonight?
Oh, absolutely. No question about it.
Ordering in.
Going to go pick up something?
Well, I don't know why you don't make anything in your kitchen.
We can't. our refrigerator's still in our living room, although David, our contractor, tells us that will be rectified very soon.
Oh, there you go.
The refrigerator will be back in its rightful place in the kitchen.
Sweet. Look at that.
Floors are going to be laid this week. Cabinets are going to be finalized. Paint is happening. They're painting right now. Trim, working on that outside, as you saw coming in.
I did. I had to park down the street. Wasn't happy about that, but it's all right. Don't worry about it.
So I'm very excited about it.
That's good. Where are you ordering in from?
I don't know yet. You know, I wish Barnard's was closer.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's not bad for me. It's just take a right.
Yeah, you just go down the street.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. Barnard's is fine where it's at, according to me. I know you don't care.
Takes a little while to get out to Mays Road for me.
It's not bad,
but it's not great.
No, it's not. It's not in a great spot for you, which is disappointing for you.
I suppose I could get over here on... I haven't tried that. I suppose I could get on 96, but then it's a long way coming back to the south to get there, right?
It is.
But I love the barbecue sandwich. And one of our favorites now is Doc Green's.
Doc Green's is good.
They have a ranchero salad that I just love.
Yeah, we pick up from there. But we're in a spot, too, where everything's a little closer.
Yeah, you're right there on Mays Road.
Yeah, which is kind of nice.
You live in the upscale neighborhood.
Well, yeah, a little bit.
I'm trying to make it happen here.
Well, you're doing okay. I mean, you'll get there sooner or later.
We don't have the kind of money that we can move to a place that has a gate and a guard and those kinds of things.
True. But, I mean, you got enough to redo your whole house.
I'll tell you one thing that we do have, which caught us kind of by surprise. We wondered why all these orange cones were being placed around.
Yeah.
They've been here for 10 days, 2 weeks. And we thought, well, are they going to do road work here? What's happening? Well, yesterday, the Prairie Fire Marathon, part of that was right over in our area. And, in fact, they ran down our street.
Right out here?
Right out here.
Come on.
We never had that before.
Oh, big wheeling it for sure.
That's it. That was cool. Now, I wasn't here for a lot of it, but Debbie said some of our neighbors set up their lawn chairs and cheered as the runners went by, and that's kind of cool.
That would have been a great afternoon for you.
Now,
great
we couldn't
morning.
Get out of our neighborhood.
No, you're probably locked in.
Which nobody told us. I mean, let us know. What if we'd have had to go somewhere?
Well, you wouldn't have been able to.
Well, that's not right.
Well, but it's just the way it was going to work out for you. It's a good thing that you didn't want to get out And you're a homebody.
I need to talk to somebody about
that. I would think you should. I would think you should.
Is that going to be a standard deal now?
Every year.
Or are they going to move it around?
Every year. No, I think they're going to keep
you it. You don't know.
Just to keep you in the dark.
Well, I'm going to go
keep you
protest
from getting
before,
out one day. I think
before
that's
a city council meeting.
I like it. I think that's fantastic.
My goodness. What are we supposed to do, people?
What if you need to eat? Because you got nothing here. You don't have a kitchen.
No, we don't. We're trying to, you know, not eat very much. That's one of the things. That's one of the plans. I usually go get my wife a biscuit and coffee for breakfast.
Nice.
Then she has to sometimes drive to her job in Wellington. And then in the evening, I'm going to tell you right now, Barnard's is speaking to me unless I go to Leakers.
Are you back on the Leakers train?
Leakers. Come on now.
You were off it for a little while.
I haven't been there as much. I will admit that. Because it's not just one you jump on.
Oh, no?
Takes you a little while to get there.
Okay.
But I will tell you this. The specials, you want to know?
Let me hear them.
The specials today, beef and noodles. And they're usually the same on Mondays. Beef and noodles. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
I like beef and noodles.
Lasagna.
That's what I'm having tonight.
And brats and kraut.
Brats and kraut.
I like it.
I don't mind it.
I like sauerkraut.
I can't.
That's a weird. You wouldn't think I'd like sauerkraut.
I wouldn't think you would, no.
No, nobody would.
It's not something I would say, oh, that's something that you're going to go and get.
Doesn't make any sense, really.
But every once in a while, I like it. We had sauerkraut all the time at home growing
apparently
up.
Apparently Jeff's holding. And
Jeff's holding?
He must have a bone to pick or something. I don't know what it would be. But here he is.
Well, I tried to bail you out. I know the show has reached its nadir, its low point, when we're talking about the specials at Leakers, which you have to be embarrassed putting that on the air as often as you do. Do they pay us? Do we get anything out of the weekly beef and noodles mention that you have to get in the 3 o'clock hour? Come up with some material every now and then so we don't have to run down sauerkraut. And, yes, I've been driving a while.
How's it going, Jeff?
You have anything, dude? I don't. What? You got anything for him? Because I don't. I just simply don't care.
I think it's fantastic that he's made the effort to call.
Where are you?
Russell. We're getting there. We're coming.
You're only in Russell?
Carolina. What do you mean I'm only in Russell?
Well, you're only in Russell.
I mean, get up early and leave, man.
Well, we couldn't, and sitting, my wife's meanness in Salina, she has this thing called a job, so she couldn't just walk off, and so we got it timed out, so don't you worry. And I'm a little stressed about the game. I kind of want beef and noodles now. I've been driving forever.
Well, you must not be that stressed because you're willing to miss a couple games this weekend.
You know, I didn't know. I didn't think of that. When tickets
well, then you don't think like
minutes.
A winner, right, Duda?
Kinda. We talked about this, and I was pretty disappointed in the fact that, man, you book it, you know your team's going to be in the playoffs. Why not just book it a month later?
Because it's our anniversary, and I thought it would be the thing that would get me over the hump as far as being able to buy tickets. Say, hey, you can go. We can spend our anniversary weekend in Las Vegas. And did it work? Yes. Will I also get to watch the games because we're in Pacific time and the games are in Eastern time? Yes. So everything works out.
What a romantic anniversary. Sorry, honey, I'm going to be watching the game.
And then I'm going to the concert.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll see you in the morning for breakfast for 3 days.
Just an awful, awful thought out.
That's how it works out.
All right, get back to your drive. I'm done. I don't have anything else for you. You got anything, dude?
I was Denver. I was curious on how Denver was.
Denver, I don't really like Denver, if we're being honest. It was fine. The concert was fun. Everyone had a good time. Aaron wants to say something about the concert, too.
Oh. I wasn't ready for that one. It was fun. I liked the concert.
There you go.
It was really fun.
All right. Who was the concert?
Yeah, who'd you see?
It was Alec Benjamin.
He's 30 going on 15, but we love him anyway.
No.
You know what? Beef and noodles is about 9 times better than whatever this is. Thank you. We'll talk to you soon. My God.
I thought that was awesome.
I'd rather dive into a pit of beef and noodles than listen to that.
I think it was great stuff.
Do you really?
Yeah, I thought it was great. I thought it was good that Aaron chimed in.
I'm glad Aaron chimed in.
I think it's fantastic.
But Jeff,
I think they should call in the next segment too.
Wouldn't that be wonderful? Yeah, whatever. We'll look forward to it. Mark Vientos hit a 3-2 pitch out for a grand slam, and the Mets are doing to the Dodgers pretty much what the Dodgers did to the Mets yesterday. 6-0 in favor of the Mets. The bullpen game not going to work out for the Dodgers. Their lack of starting pitching, I think the Mets will win this series. But we'll see. It's a long way to go.
You're going to call that already?
Yeah. There's something about the Mets.
The story has been really good. I will say that.
I actually don't mind this Mets team because I really like Francisco Lindor.
Well, then there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
So you're looking
for anybody who cares.
You're looking for Mets Cleveland. Is that what you're telling us?
I'm hoping for Cleveland. I don't really care who wins this. But the Mets, I guess. I'm not a Mets fan.
Well, I'm not saying you're a Mets fan. There's only 4 teams left, so you got to pick a couple of them. So
Mets-Cleveland would be a nightmare for the TV people.
They'd hate it.
They're salivating at the Yankees-Dodgers.
Well, of course they are. But
Mets-Cleveland, I'd get a kick out of just for that.
Just for that purpose alone?
Yes.
All right, well, interesting.
So here we are, college football. We've played 6 weeks. We're halfway through. And what you have right now is Texas pretty much a unanimous number one, although Oregon getting some votes. But Texas, a team I have never been able to trust. They look like they're trustworthy.
Yeah, well, I agree with that because over the last 10, 12 years, you never knew who you were going to get coming from them. But I bet you they're loving the fact that they went into Oklahoma and just annihilated them.
Well, that was good play at the, you know, that was
played. Whatever. They played Oklahoma and annihilated them. That's all they're worried about.
Now they have Georgia this week, and we'll learn a lot. They have Georgia, Vanderbilt, Florida, Arkansas, Kentucky, Texas A&M. That's the rest of their schedule. They should be able to navigate that. But Georgia, obviously a test. That one's going to be played in Austin. And that's the game of the week in college football, hands down.
As it should be.
And that's one of the, we'll be picking a lot of very interesting games this week. There
are
is no shortage of really good games.
None?
No. We just talked about them in the NFL. There's 3 or 4 that will be very interesting. And that game, certainly in college football, will be fascinating. And there's a few others. You want to know who?
Give me the games.
Are you curious?
Give me the games, and I'm kind of curious on who we're going to have to be picking as I stretch my lead out in this little adventure.
You've got a suddenly interesting game in the Big 12, Arizona State at Cincinnati. Both of those teams are playing better than we thought they would. You've got Alabama at Tennessee. Tennessee's another team I have trouble trusting. They always seem to let down at the worst moment. You know what I mean?
I do. I do.
I don't know if I can buy into Tennessee. And then you've got Georgia, Texas. We just talked about that. And I guess that's about it. College football, not as interesting as maybe I was hoping.
No, I didn't think there was that many good games this week, but the ones that you're talking about are okay. It'll be Tennessee's played well, but like you said, can't trust them. But I'm more interested in the Texas game because we'll see exactly where Texas is after playing Georgia. I don't think that's an argument.
Kansas State at West Virginia. That's an it's always interesting to go there and play.
What is it with West Virginia?
It's just a tough place to play.
Why is it so difficult, though?
Because they bring out the moonshine and...
Oh, I got to get up there. I got to get up there and try
this place. A little jab at West Virginia. But it's just they have a good home crowd, and it's difficult to get to. You got to fly into Pittsburgh and bus over to Morgantown, and it's just not a – it's a tough place to win. Always has been. Now, even when they're not great, and they're not great.
No.
But they'll give K-State a battle.
They give everybody a battle. That's what that's what I'm talking about. I don't get it. But maybe you've cleared it up for me.
K-State right now, 3-point favorite. Not very many points considering the disparity in records.
And I don't know if I could take K-State on the road in game.
You may not.
Well, I'm telling you, I don't think I can.
And West Virginia's not a bad team by any stretch. So that's an interesting game. K-State with Avery Johnson throwing a late touchdown. It looked like they weren't going to get that done at Colorado the other night, but they figured it out, got it done. And DJ Giddens, that guy.
He's not a bad player.
He may be an All-American this year.
He's looking pretty good. He's looking really good.
I'd have to look into the running back situation a little bit more.
Yeah, because I don't know who else is out there right now that's a running back that's been playing as well as he has, but I would have to agree with you in the fact that he's got to be in the conversation right now.
He's the fourth leading rusher in Division I. There's a kid at Boise State who already has 1,200 yards. He's 300 yards ahead of everybody. Caleb Johnson at Iowa, Omarion Hampton at North Carolina, and then DJ Giddens at K-State. So he's number four. And I would argue that he's the best running back in the country. The kid at Boise State, Ashton Giante, he's averaging 10 yards per carry and already has scored 17 touchdowns.
How are you averaging 10 yards per carry?
I don't know, man.
Like, is there nobody in the box? Like, what's the defense is doing?
I don't know.
That sounds a little goofy to me, doesn't it? 10 per carry after six games?
It's bizarre, isn't it? Why don't I know more about this guy?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Out of Jacksonville, Florida.
10 yards.
Last year at 1,347 yards. Good year. 14 touchdowns, averaged 6.1 yards per carry. And this year he's just been unbelievable.
That's a ridiculous number for that many games.
It's crazy.
Like,
Boise
game or
State's
two.
Not playing all sisters of the poor either. You know what I mean?
Well, maybe they are. Maybe that's why.
Well, I don't know about
that. Nothing against Boise State, whoever's out there listening.
Let's look at them. They lost. Okay. They played Oregon within three.
Well,
they
that's
lost
not
by
bad.
3 points. They beat Utah State. They beat Hawaii. They beat Washington State. They're 3 points away from being unbeaten, with their only loss to Oregon. So they're pretty good. And in that game against Oregon, this young man had 192 yards on 25 carries and 3 touchdowns.
Well, maybe he is.
That might be your All-American.
That might be your guy all of a sudden. That's not bad.
See, I did a little research, and
I've
come up with an alternative.
We've figured out a reasoning here why. That's pretty good.
That looks like your first team All-American right now.
That's still averaging almost 8 yards a carry
against
Oregon.
Against
a team that's probably going to be number
Their
two.
Their quarterback in that game was only 17 for 40. So they had to be focusing completely on this guy, right?
Well, you'd think. When you're
the quarterback didn't hurt him.
Well, he was 17 for 40.
The running back did.
So you'd think that after a while you'd have to do something to try to stop him.
Well, the running back is what Oregon couldn't stop him.
That's what I'm saying.
That's interesting. Now I know a little bit more.
See?
So do you.
See, I come here and you learn stuff. You don't have to argue.
You come here and I learn stuff?
Exactly.
Or you come here and you learn.
Oh, no, no, no. I already knew. You learned stuff. I got you to take a look at that, and all of a sudden now we found out.
Well, you had all that knowledge already.
Could be. Oh, no, I didn't have it, but I'm allowing you to use it.
Thank you.
See? You see where we're going with this?
What a guy.
You're welcome. Don't worry about it.
Well, I think that's interesting.
It is interesting.
You know, DJ Giddens was just fantastic against Colorado. He's had a really great season. He's the MVP of that offense.
No question.
By far.
That's not a debate.
And I really thought, well, there's your All-American until we've done a little more research.
Well, that's what we do on this show. Isn't it?
That's what, you know, I mean, I'm here to inform. And, you and do, entertain.
You do a heck of a job, Mr. Bob.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I do appreciate that. This guy's 5'9", 215 pounds, a junior. Interesting. He's been at Boise State his entire career. I applaud that.
I like
Thank
that.
Thank you.
Yes, I do like that.
I think
that.
That's good because I was scared I was going to look up and he was going to be at, well, he came in from Alabama and then we went to
Tennessee, then yeah. He went to North Dakota, and then decided to go to Boise.
He stuck it out at Boise State.
Good for him. Now I even like him even more. Go get him, kid.
Go
get him, kid. That's what I say.
How many people have we turned on to Boise State right now? I mean, our listening audience.
At least a couple dozen. you'd have to think at least a you, couple.
Well, out of the 4,000 or 5,000 that are listening.
Right.
At least a couple dozen.
They're going to tune them in next time they see Boise State because they're going to say, I got to check out this kid. I got to check out this running back.
There you go.
Who Bob says is going to be the All-American.
Looks like he's on pace to be.
Well, I can't argue with that point.
All right. We will see you all tomorrow. Jeff will be back. We'll have a game, some other things as well. Thanks to Gary Guzman, the head football coach at Mays, for being our guest in hour number one. Thanks to Jason Duda. He'll be back here on Thursday. Have a good night.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
The results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par with me, Maury Povich, wherever you get your podcasts.